Last time on Left Behind.
I knew the job was temporary, but I didn't count on being a target.
Fuck! Get in here!
I don't care what happens. I want to be Carpathia's out and out enemy.
Come on, we have to get to the airport.
No way. This guy is mine.
Ken!
Stay in the car!
There's a major tactical fallout north of us.
Are you healthy?
I'm still pregnant, if that's what you're asking.
Doc, listen, I hit a guard back in Colorado. I'm
the man is dead.
Are you sure you had no involvement in this?
Like I said, I never got to Denver.
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 47 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Better be telling me the truth, Captain Steele. His Excellency would consider your involvement in this crime high treason, and that would be punishable by death.
It sounds as though you suspect me, Supreme Commander.
If you are not guilty, you have nothing to worry about.
Supreme Commander, the ambassador has arrived. We have shown him to the rear suite on board the Condor.
Very well. Gentlemen, please get on with preparations. I will be on board shortly.
All right, I got the next leg of the flight plan filed, right?
Can you believe this? And you want to know what bugs me the most?
What?
Fortunato asked me to do you in.
And if he decides that I was involved with Hattie's rescue, there's no telling what they'll do.
That will be all, thank you.
Your hospitality is overwhelming, Supreme Commander.
I assume you know that you're among His Excellency's favorite two regional potentates?
I did not want to be presumptuous, but I cannot say it surprises me. I am most supportive of His Excellency's regime.
And that has not gone unnoticed. Now, sir, His Excellency asks that I broach a delicate matter with you that must remain confidential. May I count on you?
Most certainly.
Thank you. He is gathering sensitive data on Enigma Babylon One World Faith. Being careful not to prejudice you, how do you feel about Pontifex Maximus Peter Matthews' No, that is pejorative. Let me, do you share His Excellency's, shall we say, hesitation over the Pontiff's independence from the rest of the Global Community Administration?
I am glad for the opportunity to speak my mind. I am outraged. I believe the man is a true threat to the global community.
Then let me broach an even more sensitive issue.
Absolutely.
If it came to taking an extreme course of action against the very person of the Pontiff, would you be one upon whom His Excellency could depend?
You mean...
I believe you understand.
Supreme Commander, rest assured, you may count on me.
Okay, let's bring everybody up to date. Dr. Charles should be here late today or tomorrow to check on Hattie.
He's still holding out on joining the troop force?
Yeah. Yeah, his main concern is if he drove over here every day, he might lead the wrong people here.
Well, could be some truth to that.
Yeah, no kidding. In the meantime, Ken, I gotta tell you, you are a welcome addition around here.
I'll say.
Indeed.
I feel real welcome. Thank you.
Buck, you gotta check out some of the work he's done in the shelter over the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Just some touch-up. We could move in now if we had to, though.
Good. Oh, and Chloe, what's the latest from your dad?
Well, he still believes Amanda's alive, though he hasn't heard anything from her. He said he's working on something that'll prove she wasn't on the plane.
What's up, Mac?
Hey, Ray, I just got a jingle from Albie. Our little delivery is early. You ready?
I've been ready since the day we ordered.
Great. He told me it's top-of-the-line stuff. We even have that comm line we asked for.
So when do we dive?
Well, we're going to want to be fresh, so maybe fly over Thursday to
tonight,
get the gear.
About 9?
Tonight?
You can pick up the gear with the chopper this afternoon, right?
Well, Yeah, but Ray, you're going to want to get...
Listen, David wanted to talk to me about something. I'll check in with you later.
Okay, I was just leaving.
Mac!
Yeah, good to see you, David.
What's up?
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Maybe it's something in the water. What do you got?
Come walk with me. I gained access to 3 batches of security files. Carpathia actually has missiles pointing into outer space.
Missiles? Why?
He anticipates meteors.
Oh, he believes the prophecy?
He would never admit that, but I believe he is afraid of it. And he accesses the rabbi's website often.
Incredible.
Oh, wait. There is something else. Carpathia discovered the website with the live camera shot of the Wailing Wall. He carries his laptop, watching and listening to the 2 preachers. He's convinced they're speaking directly to him.
Interesting.
Yes, especially since they are.
Woe unto him who sits on the throne of this earth! Should he dare stand in the way of God's sealed and anointed witnesses, he shall surely suffer for it.
Yea, any attempts to impede the moving of God among the sealed will cause your plants to wither and die.
Rain to remain in the clouds.
And your water, all of it, to turn to blood.
Beware, men of Jerusalem. Continue to blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. And you will continue to see your land parched and your throats dry.
To reject Jesus as Messiah is to spit in the face of Almighty God.
He will not be mocked!
You know, you don't have to do this. I mean, no hard feelings if you just want to keep an eye out.
Not a chance, Ray.
Well, your choice. Guys, you sure I didn't get yours? This wetsuit's pretty tight.
Well, Lee says one size fits all.
Terrific.
All right, now the back part of the helmet goes on first, and then you're just going to pull the front down.
Okay.
Let's try it on and make sure the comm unit works.
All right.
Okay, you got air pressure?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear, Cap. Now you got a flow gauge on the tether. Make sure it stays in the green.
Got it.
All right, Ray. Well, that's about all the dress rehearsal we get. You ready for this?
I believe in my heart she's not down there.
I know you do, Ray.
Let's go.
How far do you think it went, Ray?
The 47 was out of fuel but full otherwise. I figure where it went in is pretty much where it stayed. Boy, you were right about visibility. I already lost you.
Try the larger light.
That's good for about 10 feet.
Whoa.
What is it? Where'd you go?
I told you the current was stiff. Can you still see my light?
How'd you get way over there?
Probably good if we stay within arm's length.
Good idea.
Doc, is it just me, or is your website losing steam? Look at that, the hit number's slowing down.
No, on the contrary, my friend. At 4 this morning, a message said the server would now flash a new number. Not for every response, but for every 1,000.
Every 1,000? Look at that, it's changing every couple seconds.
It is a miracle. I am humbled and yet energized. Look at this.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the witness's webcam. It's fascinating stuff.
I long to talk with them again. They will be so inspiring to those who can make it to Israel. We will join hands and sing. We will pray. We will study. Many will preach the gospel with boldness and give their lives for our Savior. But what higher calling could a man have?
You know, you should pass that along to your cyber congregation.
As a matter of fact, I was reciting the conclusion of today's message.
There you go.
Also, today I am warning believers and non-believers to stay away from trees and grass until the first trumpet judgment is passed. We need to ask Ken to help us clear several feet of grass from around the house and maybe trim some trees.
Doc, you're taking the predictions literally.
My dear brother, when the Bible is figurative, it sounds figurative. When it says all the grass and one-third of all the trees will be scorched, I cannot imagine the symbolism.
Please, God, help me finish this. Show me what I need to see and then direct me to her if she's down here. And if she's not, help me find her.
Seems like the current's slowing down here. Go ahead and check your pressure. I'm okay. Wait, Matt, look. Shine your light, 2 o'clock. Whoa. That's the tip of the right wing.
Yeah, follow it to the base.
Yeah, no telling if the wing carried after it broke off.
Or if it broke off.
Ray, up current. 20 yards. Settle in pretty deep.
Uh-huh.
I see the fuselage.
Yeah.
Try to eat something, Hattie. Dr. Charles is on his way.
I don't want anything.
Try some soup.
Please. No.
She's really hot, Buck.
Chloe, here. Crumble some Tylenol in the soup.
Okay. There you go.
No.
Hattie, please. This soup has medicine in it, please.
Just leave me alone. Let me die.
You're not gonna die. You can't. You promised to be my baby's godmother.
Oh, you can do better, Chloe.
It's too late. You can't back out now.
That's it.
Simple, Hattie. God brought you here for a reason. He brought you here to take care of this once and for all.
Look, I'm not saying no to him. He's saying no to me. I've done some really bad things. Horrible things.
Any idea where she might have been sitting?
Look at this, Mac. Shine your light in the window.
What a mess. Everything's compressed together.
And the crash threw everything from the back into the front.
And hitting that hard must have busted open the fuselage up front.
Let's see if we can get in.
Come on, Ray. You know what you're talking about here? You're going to find a tangled pile of bodies. It's not safe for either of us.
I know what we have to do. Let's just do it.
Doctor, glad you're here.
Hey, Doc.
How's she doing?
She's not too well. She's running a fever.
Well, let me see what her temperature is. Has she had anything for the pain?
Well, we gave her some Tylenol. That's all we had.
103. That's not encouraging.
Any new ideas?
Not really. Mostly I need to find what's causing the fever.
Oh.
You two might want to get together with Sion and pray. Soon.
Can you see what's holding this panel back?
Try moving it this way. There it is.
A body!
Oh, that's bad.
Breathe! Breathe!
That's bad.
Pull it together.
I wasn't ready for that, Ray.
Tell me about it.
I don't know what's worse. The decomposition or what's left of the look on her face.
Look at her eyes. Don't look at her eyes.
Oh, man. That's bad. It's one thing to know you got a plane full of dead people. Oh, man, it's another to come face to face with one of them.
Pull it together, Mac. Pull it together.
Oh, man.
Looks like everybody's still strapped in. Probably all died on impact.
Hey, this is not gonna be pretty.
I have to do it.
Just lie still. We need to get your fever under control.
I have to tell someone.
Tell someone what?
Amanda. Amanda and I... We were going to fly together from Boston to Baghdad. When I told her I was changing plans, she wanted to go with me.
Patty, you don't have to do this.
She knew what I was going to do, so she canceled her reservation for Baghdad and was on her way to buy a ticket to Denver. I begged her not to. I promised I wouldn't have the abortion. I should have been on the Baghdad flight. I wish I had.
Patty, don't say that.
Then why couldn't I have let Amanda come with me? If I had, she'd still be alive.
Patty, please, now, lie back down.
What are you doing?
I want to take a blood sample.
Why?
It's not going to hurt.
You're checking for poison, aren't you?
Why would you think that?
Doctor, come here. If Nikolai had me poisoned, I'll be his second victim.
What do you mean?
Bruce Barnes. Nikolai had him poisoned overseas. He made it all the way back to the States. And if he wasn't dead when the bombs fell, he'd have been dead anyway.
How is she, Doctor?
She's asleep, but she's not good. Her breathing's labored, and I can't get the fever down.
Dr. Charles, can you stay here tonight?
I wish I could. Actually, I wish I could get her to a hospital, but it's too dangerous. She'd be recognized right away. And after what happened in Minneapolis, I'm being watched more closely as well.
I hope you know how much we appreciate your coming.
I do. You're like my second family. By the way, have you looked outside lately?
What is it?
Take a look at that sky.
That came up fast, huh?
I'm going to check on her one more time and try to beat that. I gave her more Tylenol, but watch for dehydration. Buck.
Yeah.
She was moaning. She feels guilty about some things.
Yeah, I know.
Did she tell you what she's done?
You're running out of air, Ray.
I'm not stopping now. We'll need to go up for another tank.
But give me 5 more minutes.
I can't give you anything. Empty is empty.
Just a few more.
Maybe you missed her. Some of these people are unrecognizable.
Help me get this row upright, then. Then we'll head to the surface.
What is it? What is it?
I gave her that necklace.
Ray.
It's Amanda's jacket.
Are you sure?
It's...
Ray, come on, Ray.
No!
Get a hold of yourself.
No!
Okay, Ray, follow me out. You've done what you came to do.
No!
It's time to go.
No!
Ray, you're out of air.
No, leave me alone.
Ray, leave the helmet on, Ray. Ray, don't do this. Time, leave the helmet
no!
on, Ray. Come on, it's time to go, Ray. I hate to have to do this.
No!
Fight it, Ray. Swim with me, man. Come on.
Let me go.
Come on, swim, Ray. Swim now or we're both in the Persian Gulf. Come on. Swim. Come on. You can make it. Little brother. Hey. It's all right. It's all right.
It's not all right!
Leave
me alone. I want
to die. Oh, no, you don't. Come back here. Get back here. Sit down, Ray. You don't get off that easy. Look, you die in this river tonight, you're taking me with you. You want that on your conscience, Ray.
What conscience? I'm dead.
You're not dead, and you're not gonna be dead. Sit down. You're not doing this. Just sit down. Just sit down. You got blood on your face.
Good.
You must have hit your head down there.
Listen, let's get back to the chopper. Get you into some dry clothes. Ray, you're gonna need to snap out of this, and real soon here, partner. Oh, man. Looks like a storm's coming. What in the world is up with the sky? Ow. Ray, come on. Let's get to the chopper. It's starting to hail. Come on. Come on, walk with me, partner. Come on. Let's go.
How's she doing?
She's still sleeping. She's so pale.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of baggage. A lot of secrets, you know.
She doesn't need to.
Hey, Chloe, they're showing the video of me killing that guard on TV.
You didn't have a choice. More people would have died, and one of them would have been you.
Yeah, well, why doesn't that make me feel any better?
Now here comes the storm. I hope Dr. Charles makes it back okay.
Oh, my, look at this. The sky is black as night.
Those hailstones are huge.
Whoa, there goes the power.
But how?
I don't know. Hail probably knocked the cord out of the generator.
What's that orange glow? Is that lightning?
Oh, dear ones. It is here. Quickly, we must pull Hattie's bed away from the window, just in case.
What? Doc, what is it?
The angel of the first trumpet judgment is throwing hail and fire to the earth.
You know, there's no way we're going to get airborne in this. And I can't leave that dive gear behind. Listen, Ray, I know you don't want to hear this, but you need to leave your wife's body where she lies. I don't like it. I don't understand it any more than you do, but I believe God's going to get you through this. Come on, man, don't shake your head. I know she was everything to you, but God left you here for a purpose. I need you. Your daughter and son-in-law need you. The rabbi you told me about, he needs you too. We'll get through this together.
Tell me the truth, Mac. Did you check her forehead for the sign?
No.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't there, was it?
No, it wasn't.
What am I supposed to think of that?
How should I know? The mark came after the earthquake, right? And even if it didn't, we don't know if it stays there when you die.
If Amanda wasn't a believer, probably was working for it. I don't think I can handle that.
Ray, look at that sky.
It's
fireworks. What is...
washing up on the bank. This hail's piling up like snow.
And that's not so much lightning as... it's just... looks like fire coming down out of
those... What's the red? And the hail, what is that?
It's... man, it's blood. Ray, it's fire. And ice and blood.
Buck, the grass is on fire.
Yeah, the trees too. Come here, look at this. Wherever the flaming hail hits.
The entire backyard is black. The trees have burst into flames. And now...
What? What's happening?
Blood. The blood.
Look at that. The hail's getting bigger. Listen to it.
Hattie, lie down. What is it? What's happening?
What you see before you is a picture of Isaiah 1:18. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Praise the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.